Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
Fantastic, man. Fantastic. How was your holiday weekend?
It was good. I was recuperating. I'm a little down, a little under the weather. So I was trying to stay in, Chris, and get some rare rest. Okay. You know me. I'm usually always on the move. But how was Easter? Did you guys go to church and then have family dinner? Was that good?
We actually went to church over in your old stomping grounds.
Where, in Jamaica Queens?
Jamaica Queens.
My goodness
gracious. At the church I got married at.
We called it the Triangle Church,
yep,
Chris.
Yep.
The Triangle. You got married right there. That's literally 3 blocks from my house. Walking.
Wow.
That's three
wow.
blocks from my house.
Yeah, yeah. So we went there for Sunday service. It was great.
And, was it a full house? All the sinners?
It was packed.
All the sinners who had been there all year, they
well,
showed
they,
up.
My mother-in-law goes there. That's her church. So
right.
She did say it was way more people than
I
usual.
I know it. You know that.
So, yeah, but it was good. And then we did go out to eat afterwards at Capitol Grill. Woo. That was delicious.
It was good. Man, and
I'm
the bill,
it
Chris.
Was good. Yeah, the bill was.
But that's
of course
good.
I got stuck with the bill.
You
too.
Got the bill, but Chris, it's so good. Am I right? Seriously, oh Capital Grill, so
delicious.
Good.
Delicious.
And I do want to send one other thing today, Chris. Our buddy David Justice joined me at my baseball writing class at USC today. He was great. Stayed the whole class. Talked to him about building relationships between players and writers and whatnot. It was really good. So, good
That's
day.
Good.
Yep.
That's good.
All right.
Well, let's introduce the iCouple crew. The super producer, Rob G, is out. So, in for him is Ryan.
So,
Burstinger.
Is it a holiday today?
It is.
It's a company
it
holiday?
We get comp time for this.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take
yeah.
it.
Also, of course, you just heard Steve DeSager, who is on the updates.
USC Chris
yes. is in for DJ Alex Tyshirt. Wow, he got his own Superman music.
There you go, USC
Superhero
Chris.
Superhero music, yes, well, all right.
It's just the USC and, music.
That's it.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah. And for people who don't know, USC Chris was one of my former students at USC. And look at it. Look at the stardom that he has. Okay.
Yes, yes.
I'm just patting
and
myself on the back.
And on the social media, our man Elijah Sabunya. All right, Rob, let's get to it. I believe tonight, and it may be eclipsed within the week, but tonight is the biggest night in the history of women's college basketball. You have two tremendous matchups. And all the eyes of basketball America are going to be on these games. Didn't last year's championship game, LSU, Iowa draw like 10,000 fans or viewers roughly? This is
you said
expected,
10 million? Did you
I'm sorry, 10 million. This is expected to eclipse that. And that, of course, is Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes, the number one seed, against LSU, the defending champions, and led by Angel Reese.
But last year was a rout.
The number three seed. Yeah, it was about they won by 17. And so, of course, this year, Iowa's the higher seed. They're the favorites. And then, Rob, as if that's not enough, then the nightcap, UConn, obviously the traditional power, led by Paige Beckers, one of the best players
against
in the country.
Against USC
and Juju Watkins, the best freshman in the country for sure.
Who's already on pace, for people who don't know, to be the all-time leading scorer. If she plays her 4 years and is, you know, yep. hurt or anything, she's already done more her rookie year than Caitlin, yes. which is incredible when you think yes. about that.
So, Rob, do you agree with me that this is the biggest night in women's college basketball?
Yes, because this is Caitlin. She could punch her ticket not only to the championship, right?
To the Final Four.
Final Four, but to the NBA, too. Oh, I'm sorry. That's wrong with that. Yeah, just go ahead.
Don't let's have a serious conversation.
Okay, no, I'm just kidding. All right, so let's – no, it's – thank you. No, it's a big night. I mean, it's a big night, and Caitlin actually has to win. I think
so
that
you're saying this is a must win for her.
Must win.
Wow.
And I say it from the standpoint of because that will be the dart, the demerit, the thing that they'll hold against her. Like, you were great. You put up all these numbers. Couldn't win. And I think that when you talk about all-time great, and Chris, I bring it up all the time. If you don't win, it's hard for somebody to call you the greatest of all time. It just is. I don't think it sounds right or feels right if you haven't won something. And I think she needs to win a national championship. I do.
I totally disagree. Now, what is a good point is, do you have to win something to be? Because we're talking about her. We're talking about, is she the greatest college player ever? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I'm, yeah.
Cheryl Miller, she won a couple, right? And you, I would think, my mind goes to Cheryl Miller I think of the greatest ever.
I'm just saying, like, if people wanted to make an argument for her, Chris, it's almost impossible to make that argument if you don't win. That's
Here's why I And these guys aren't considered GOATs because I don't think she has to win. I think talent-wise, LSU, which obviously is the defending champion, they have more talent team-wide. Also, Rob, and one of the interesting things about Caitlin Clark in this run is that she has been compared to men, which we've never seen with college women's college basketball. Whether it's Ice Cube one asking her or giving offering $5 million for her to play in the Big Three, you saying you think she could play in the NBA, as ridiculous as it might be, you said it, you know, you believe it, I guess. But also, Rob, when she broke the scoring record, people threw in, well, she's breaking Pistol Pete's record for all-time lead score. We've never compared women's sports to the men's records like that. So that's one of the interesting things is she's being compared to men.
But I think Chris, also, though, what woman broke a man's broke the all-time scoring record in college that they would even compare?
I'm sure there might be other. What about the assist? I don't know, but the assist record, the rebound record, like
okay, I'm
I don't
just think saying, it's
I don't even understand why they did that. Because I bet she's not the NAIA. Is she the NAIA scoring champion?
Yeah, but they don't even count that. Remember
but
that
it's
guy?
Still college basketball.
No, I know, but they don't count.
You remember? She, what about Division II, Division III? I don't know. I'm right. Just saying.
Do you remember that guy from Detroit who played 6 years, who was going to break Pistol Pete's? He came up short. Do you remember that? And they were debating whether or not that they were even going to count. He played 6 years, and he wound up having a terrible night and falling short. But people were saying he gonna take that record from Pistol Pete, and he played for 6 years and all the other stuff. I mean, I'm just saying there was questions about it because of it. But I don't remember of a woman ever having the all-time record in anything in college basketball.
I bet some of the crossover sports, tennis, some of the track and field, like a number of records you broke. Like I mean, I'm sure there are some things that women have in their sport have won more than men or accumulated more than men, but we've never compared it like that. I make that point for this reason, Rob. There are plenty of all-time great, not only NBA players, but college players that played 3 and 4 years that never won championships. Heck, Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal, David Robinson, none of them even reached the Final Four.
Yeah, but they're
and
not.
And we never held
not,
it against them.
No, I'm not holding it against.
Akeem Olajuwon, Larry Bird.
No.
They didn't win championships.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about just in general. But if you want to put her up there and call her the greatest women's college player,
I don't know who's saying that.
I'm just saying
if
that's your argument for her because she's the all-time leading scorer.
Nobody thought Pistol Pete was the best college.
No, I'm just saying, and if she were to win this year, say that she beats them. She wins. They're the favorites, I know.
She
but
definitely
they
gains something.
She will
she
gain, and if they win a national championship coming off the year she has, you can make a case for her, is all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
That's
but
all
my
I'm
point
saying.
Is, I agree, if you're talking strictly GOAT, I'm not talking strictly GOAT.
Okay, you just mean in
I'm
general.
I'm talking about just with the hype that she's gotten, you know, the publicity, the fans, the viewership, again, the comparisons to men, all of that, does she need to win? And I would say no, because we've seen men get that type of hype, and they haven't won, and no one's held it against them. That's why I say I'm not going to hold her to a higher standard than Tim Duncan.
Yeah, but the difference between her and Tim Duncan is where she is in her place in college basketball. Tim Duncan was never in that space. And that's the difference, Chris.
He was the number one pick, obviously. Only people, men that have, there's only a handful that have been like her.
No,
Bird,
I know.
Bird probably didn't get quite as much.
Not at Indiana State.
Because he was at a smaller school.
Right, at Indiana State. If he was at Indiana, Chris, it probably would be different. And the other thing is, Bird and Magic in the greatest college basketball game ever, and Bird lost, I get it. Magic and Greg Kelsey, they won it for Michigan State. And I don't think that people held it against because it was a smaller school for Bird, and he's the one who single-handedly put them
out
there.
But that's the same as Caitlin Clark.
Put them out there.
It's very similar. Now, Angel Reach is not comparable, as great as she is, to Magic Johnson.
To Magic. No. It's not the same.
The talent discrepancy between LSU's roster, I believe, and Iowa's roster, it is similar to Bird in that they've got one transcendent star who's kind of carrying a team. And look, Iowa's had a pretty good program before Caitlin Clark got there. They weren't like Indiana State or anything. They were a good, really good program, but not a UConn or, you know, Tennessee or LSU or Baylor or something like that.
And the number for that is still mind-boggling, isn't it?
But it's a whole different
Right, era. It's a different, I mean, I'm just saying, but the TV
It was
rating,
three channels.
Right. And like one in three households had that game on.
Right,
I mean,
right.
And that back then, like
Which
you
makes
said.
Which sense, because it was only three channels.
Right.
So
it wasn't 500 channels with 400 with nothing on them, which is the worst part.
Right.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are all the way live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you out. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. And now it's time for the Express Pros Pro of the Week. The Pro of the Week goes to Iowa's Caitlin Clark, who's in action right now. She had 27 points, 10 assists, 8 boards in the Hawkeyes' first round win over Holy Cross. So again, congrats to Caitlin Clark for being our Express Pros Pro of the Week. Bottom of the hour, Rob, Funky Cole Medina, Mark Medina, Fox Sports Radio NBA Insider, will join us to talk NBA action. And speaking of action, Rob, it's knotted at 39 between Iowa and LSU.
We got a ball game. We got a good ball game going.
We do have a ball game, Rob. It's living up to it for sure.
Yeah. Somebody's going to have their heart broken tonight.
Yeah. Let's go to the men's tournament. And I've talked about, and I think you've agreed with me, but you know how I've been more excited about the women's tournament than the men's tournament. Now, it didn't really play out that way initially, you know, because first rounds in the women's aren't as many upsets and, you know, all of that. But at this point, Rob, I'm more excited about these two games tonight than I've been about any of the two games, you know, or a couple games in the men's tournament. And the interesting thing for the women, Rob, is that pretty much every major storyline that was huge going into the tournament is still alive. LSU is an intriguing team as the defending champions. Iowa, obviously, with Caitlin Clark. USC with the great rookie or freshman JuJu Watkins.
Yep.
Connecticut with Paige Beckers. South Carolina, just a fantastic team. Like, Rob, all of those storylines are still alive. You rarely would get that many in the men's tournament that's still alive. And so props to the women. It's going to be interesting to see what the ratings are on this, but they're going to be huge, I'm sure. But, Rob, there are some interesting and really compelling things going on in the men's tournament. First of all, you've got UConn, the number one seed overall. And, Rob, they are just running through folks. They've now won, including last year when they won the championship, Rob. They have now won 10 straight games in the tournament.
Incredible.
By double figures. That's just unbelievable.
Has that ever been done before?
Yeah, they're the – Ryan, if you want to check it out, but I believe there are four or three other teams that have similar streaks. And so see if you can look that up, Ryan. But, yeah, they're rolling.
Okay, so this is not – it's not unheard, it's not unprecedented, right?
No, I don't believe so. But there is also, Rob, I mean, we mentioned NC State with their Cinderella run as the 11th seed. But also, Rob, Zach Edey. All right, now he's the 7'4 center from Purdue. 7'4. All right, he's the Naismith Player of the Year, the Wooden Award Player of the Year, Consensus All-American. Rob, this is no overstatement. He is putting up numbers that we haven't seen in 50-plus years. Mm. And here are a couple of them. Through the first two rounds of the tournament, when he had 53 points and 35 rebounds on 68% shooting in the first two games, no one had done that, basically 50-35 on 65% shooting, since Luol Cinder, obviously Kareem Abdul-Jabbar now, but Luol Cinder in 1968, Rob. Also, his last game, when they won victory over Tennessee, he had 40 points and 16 rebounds, Rob, on 62% shooting. The only two other players to go 40-15 on 60% or better were Bill Bradley,
who we had on the show, didn't we have him on?
Yep, we had him on the show. And Elvin Hayes, also in 19,
look at the names,
or in 68. So think about this. So Zach Edey is putting up astronomical numbers. And what I want to ask you, Rob, is this. Why do you think, and then UConn as well. You got UConn, NC State is Cinderella, and Zach Edey putting up these historic numbers. Why do you think these stories haven't captivated us like the women have? Or even just independent of the women. Why haven't they captivated
him? I don't know. The Zach Edey is interesting. I didn't know his mother was 6'3", Chris. His mom.
How did tall is his dad?
I don't know.
He probably was really tall, too.
His mom, though, a mother 6'3", is a big woman, right? Yeah. And his mother is born to Chinese immigrants. I was just, you know, trying to find out, like, his background. I know he's born in Toronto.
Right. His dad's 5'8".
His dad is 5'8".
His dad was 5'8".
Is that right?
Yeah, according to this website, it says...
That's crazy.
It says he's just being 5'8". He intentionally stayed away from a basketball court.
And Chris...
Mom was 6'3", dad was 5'8".
And here's the other thing, like Edey, which is, with his size, is crazy. He played hockey and baseball, which I understand... Hockey growing up in Toronto, Chris, like in Canada, everybody plays hockey. If you grow up there, right? Everybody. Like you play Little League baseball.
Right.
But the baseball at that height is kind of weird, right? I understand basketball. He played hockey and baseball as well as basketball. But to answer your question, those are just interesting tidbits. I don't know if the UConn thing is... It's a different team, Chris, right? Like they're missing, right?
It's
four different players as far as stars, right? They're four different.
The transfer portal and just some guys, you know, moved on to the NBA.
And I don't know if, it is weird because it's not often that you have a team with a chance to win back-to-back. We talked about Florida being the last one, right, Chris, to win back-to-back.
Yeah. I think it was 07-08.
I don't know if Edey doesn't get the juice that he should. Is it because he's not from this country? Is it because we already got the Wimby fever and okay, here's another really tall guy? I don't know. Like
he plays nothing like Wimby though.
No.
He's all in the inside.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, just here's another. I don't want to say what I wanted to say, but another guy, abnormal, overly tall guy. I don't know if people can't latch on to him or relate to him. Where Wimby, I think, Chris, there's more of a chance because Wimby, as you talked about, is a different type of player, can shoot, handle a basketball. Most people can't imagine doing what Edey's doing. Just a big guy at the rim.
I think it's this, and let me know what you think.
Okay, help me, because
I think you're grasping. Clearly.
I don't know.
Right. I think it's simple, Rob. I think, with all due respect to these players who are great for what they are.
Uh-oh, let me hear. You got something big coming out of your mouth.
I think it's that people know they're not that great. Like,
you mean they know that UConn's not great?
They know that the best 20-year-olds, the best 21-year-olds are all in the NBA.
Okay.
They know that Zach Edey is not going to be much of a player in the NBA. I don't believe so. And most, I mean, I've seen a few mock drafts now with him low lottery. Some have low first round, some second round. I don't think he's going to be great. Luka Garza was similar. Now, he wasn't 7'4", he was 6'11", at Iowa. But a 24.9 rebound guy, player of the year, all that. Rob, he got drafted in the second round and is riding the bench from Minnesota. And I think, and here's why I compare it to. Rob, for years now, the last 5, 6 years, 7 years, they've been trying, and we're trying again with the XFL, trying to get spring football off the ground, right? But it hasn't worked yet. And I think one of the challenges they have, because I think the games are compelling, they're great, very good players. It's interesting, are they better than Division I college? Because all of them played at that level. They just didn't make it to the NFL. But they're good, whether they're better than D1 or not, they're very good players. It's comparable to D1. But we want to watch the NFL. And when our minds tell us, you're not the NFL, and you're not going to the NFL, we're not interested. Now, we're interested in college football because those guys, we know they're the next group that's going to the NFL. And then when college basketball had the next group that was going to the NBA, we were all into it. Now, I think, and I'm just throwing this out there as a theory. Subconsciously, we know, they're okay.
But in the moment of watching college basketball and what it is, it's still because of the tournament. We've talked about it before, Chris. College basketball, to me, has always been about the format anyway, mostly. I get it that years ago, but this is not a new phenomenon, what you're talking about. This has been going on for a long time. I mean, guys have been coming out of college basketball for years. This isn't, I think, the first year that we have players. Guys, if you stayed in the NBA in college for 3 or 4 years, automatically you thought they weren't that good. But this has been going on for a minute now.
Well, I think, let's look at the women. Caitlin Clark, we know she is, for college-aged players, there's none better than her and Juju and Paige Beckers and Angel Reese. They're the best. The men playing in college, they aren't the best at that age. And again, I just think people look at Zach Edey and they're thinking, man, dude's not, he's not going to be doing much in the NBA. And then the young freshmen who are NBA talents, you just don't, we don't know them as well. You know, we don't know the names as much. You know, they're only there for 1 year and things like that. So I think that, whether subconsciously or consciously, Rob, I just think we know it's subpar basketball. It's not what we were used to seeing. Rob, with all due respect to UConn, which is having a phenomenal run, they would get bombed by the champions 20 years ago. They would get bombed by the Fab Five. And I know the Fab Five, Rob, they were freshmen and then sophomores. They would bomb these dudes.
So going forward, you consider, then you must think that this is where it's going to head, and it continues to head that way. Like is there, you know what I mean? Like, is there not going to be somebody, Chris? And here's the only pushback I'll have
with you. If there's a freshman that comes know is going to the NBA, okay, you know, he's a big-time lottery pick.
That was my next thing.
He's dominant. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And that can happen, right? Because they have to go to college for 1 year, or they don't have to. They can go to
overtime.
But they
could, right.
But yeah,
right. Okay.
They can.
So that would change the dynamics of college. Yeah. If you're watching, and I'm not saying, when we watched, I remember Carmelo Anthony's tournament run.
Oh, like, it was that fantastic.
Fantastic. Like, yep, that was his rookie, right? His freshman year. Jim Boeheim wouldn't have a championship, Chris, without him. I mean, he was fantastic.
No, he wouldn't. Think about that.
Coaching 50-some-odd years without a title.
Yep, he definitely would not. But, yeah, I mean, a group of freshmen, like if Cal gets another group of strong freshmen and they defy the odds and beat some of these older teams, sure. If a freshman by himself kind of leads, you know, another group of teammates deep into the tournament, to the Final Four, the championship, sure. But barring something like that, notice though, Rob, those are guys we're describing that will be in the NBA and be high draft picks.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, as we said it, it's a barn burner out here. Between LSU and Iowa, it is living up to the hype, Rob. Caitlin Clark is putting on a show for the ages with 34 points, 8 assists.
8 points.
And right. It's a close game. Yeah, 75-67. Iowa's up with a little over seven minutes to play. So it looks like it's going to go down to the wire. At least it's relatively close. So about all you could ask for, Rob. It's a huge night. These ratings will probably be historic, and it's living up to it. So good for the women. Speaking of the women, Rob, and women's basketball, and one of the coaches in this game, Kim Mulkey, with LSU, there was an article in the LA Times that was talking about, this was in their last game against UCLA, and it was written before that game, but the title of it says UCLA-LSU is America's Sweethearts versus its basketball villains. And the sweethearts in this case are UCLA. The basketball villains he's referring to are the LSU Tigers. It's written by Ben Bolch, Rob. Do you know him?
Are you aware of him? Yeah, I do not know him from the LA Times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kim Mulkey, the original story came out, and the LSU coach Kim Mulkey complained about it and called it sexist. She went on a rant that we'll hear in a moment. But her real problem with it, Rob, and the reason she called it sexist was because they called the LSU players dirty debutantes. Bolch said it's like the dirty debutantes against, called them villains and dirty debutantes. He referred to the UCLA players as milk and cookies, but referred to the LA Times, or I'm sorry, the LSU players,
right,
as dirty debutantes. Now, when I first heard, and you heard, some of you may have been listening, you've heard little excerpts from Doug Gottlieb talking about it, and Doug said he just thought dirty debutantes was kind of a clever turn of phrase, and I thought, dirty debutantes, all right, this is a little shot, but okay, it's like villains. But then when you Kim Mulk even said, Rob, when you Google it, she said, Google it and see what comes up. And I Googled just dirty debutantes and pornography, like sites, porn sites and stuff.
Oh, is that right?
Links to porn sites come up. So that is why, because I was like, what she said is sexist. What exactly is she talking about? But then when you see that, you'll kind of know. Here's Mulkey, and then you let us know what you think, Rob.
I'm not going to let you attack young people. And there were some things in this commentary, guys, that you should be offended by as women. It was so sexist, and they don't even know it. It was good versus evil in that game today. Evil? Called us dirty debutantes? Take your phone out right now and Google dirty debutantes and tell me what it says. Dirty debutantes? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. When I first heard her, I was like, sexist. What does he mean? What does she mean? But then when you Google it, which I'm sure you have by now, Rob. You see what she's talking about.
Oh, so, thanks, Chris Broussard.
So what are your thoughts?
I was saving it for later tonight, but
Oh, man. But I get it. Now, like, I get what she's saying. I get, you can't, and I don't know if Bolch meant it that way. Like I said, that I didn't even think of it that way. I thought, okay, he's calling them villains. Okay, maybe that's going a little too far, but Rob, and I want to ask you this as a columnist. First I want to hear your thoughts on just that.
I was just going to say, yeah.
But as a columnist, you know this. A lot of times, and the LA Times, obviously, UCLA, right, is right there in town. A lot of times a local columnist will kind of take that, approach, like he'll defend the whole team.
Yeah,
us against them.
And
write some little insults about, the other team and all that.
We've seen that, Chris.
Oh, yeah. You see with the men. Yeah.
Yeah, and all the time. Like, I could always remember, Woody Page writing columns, ripping Detroit and Hockey Town for the Avalanche against,
Yep.
Making a thing about the Wings and the Avalanche.
Right.
And downing Detroit and all the people and all the stuff that goes on.
And it's kind of just understood that, we're going after each other like that. And my initial thought, Rob, was, well, this is one of the things that comes along with the popularizing of the women's game. Like men's players, and I get college is a little different because they're not professional.
That's the only thing. Yeah, college. That's the only thing, Chris, I'm going to say. As a guy who wrote a column, you know, for a long time, I do look at colleges a little different. I try not to be as, you know, because they're not professional. So I was always conscious of that. I'm not saying I didn't criticize them. You know what I mean? Like, you know, me and Tom Izzo has a history. That's college basketball, right?
But he's a coach, too.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, talking about the kids and the program and not winning the big games and all
that,
but not like, take it out. Hey,
you're not going to rip a college. Oh, he choked.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, I'm not. No, no.
Yeah, I agree.
That I don't remember ever writing a college kid in that vein where I could do it for a pro. So that's a little different. But this is tough because I understand and why she feels that way. And it is, Chris, I think it does come with the brighter light.
Yep,
brighter light. And now even enough for the LA Times to write columns, you know what I mean? And even in this vein.
Right.
Even in
this vein. And they did reword it. You know, they edited it.
Yeah.
Took out Dirty Debutantes. I mean,
they didn't rewrite the column. They just thought
changed some of the wording, took that out. That takes it to another level, obviously.
Right.
You don't want in any women, you shouldn't be comparing to like that, you know, but it's particularly college kids or high school girls or something like that. But I don't know that did he mean it that way, Rob? I don't know. Cause I didn't, that was not, pornography was not what
I don't think that, that's trying to turn a phrase, play on words. You know what I mean? Debutantes. Yeah. We know that. Those are women at a ball, right? Or like high.
Yeah.
I mean, so I do get that. And I doubt that he meant it in a pornography or pornographic way.
Yeah. Now, one of the, and we talked about it earlier, the player for LSU who started out the game guarding Caitlin Clark, she talked about it. And she's the only white player that plays for LSU. There might be another one on the team, but she's the only one I see out there actually getting some time. She says she thought, even though, you know, she's obviously white and she's on the team, she felt like it was a shot at her black teammates. What is her name, Ryan? I'm trying to find it. Yeah, Van Lith. What's her first name? Helen?
So she thought it was
Haley Van Lith. So she thought it was racist. Here's sound of her.
We do have a lot of black women on this team. We do have a lot of people that are from different areas. And unfortunately, you know, that bias does exist still today. And a lot of the people that are making those comments are being racist towards my teammates. And, you know, I'm in a unique situation where I see it with myself, you know. I'll talk trash and I'll get a different reaction than if Angel talks trash. And so it's really up to me to, you know, it's not up to me, but I have a duty to my teammates to have their back. And obviously, you know, some of the words that were used in that article were very sad and upsetting. And, you know, I actually didn't want us to read the article before the game because hearing stuff like that, it's not right. And it's not that type of description of us isn't always motivating. I think, you know, calling us basically the dirty debutantes, like that has nothing to do with sports, and that's not motivating. And so I think I wish we hadn't have read that, because I think that can crush your soul a little bit, that someone would ever say that about us that doesn't know us. But again, you know, obviously, in my opinion, I know for a fact that people see us differently because we do have a lot of black women on our team who have an attitude and like to talk trash, and, you know, people feel a way about it. But at the end of the day, I'm rocking with them because they don't let that change who they are.
I thought that was well said by her. And
I don't know the dirty debutantes has anything to do with black women, though.
Well, I agree with that. Like,
would you
I don't
agree with
know.
That? Like,
yeah, I I mean, she's obviously on the team. They included her. It could be, Rob, but you can't say it for sure.
I just don't know.
UCLA has black play. I think they got about 5 or 6 black girls on their team. So, you know, to say they have more white girls, but it's not totally, one is totally black,
right,
one
right.
is totally white. So I agree with that. I think the most powerful thing like, she said,
Can I say the difference, Chris, real quick? And you'll remember this. When Imus wound up, his radio show got blown up with the Rutgers girls, you remember? And he and I'm not going to repeat. Right. Yep. You remember that. That was different, don't you think? That
Absolutely.
Had a that had a racist
talking about black girls.
Women. Right.
Yeah, and then the call. I mean, yeah, he did call them. I mean, what we talking about is dirty debutantes. He straight out called him that.
Right. That's different
and to
me.
Absolutely should have gotten chastised for that at the very least. But I think one of the most powerful things she said, Rob, was that there's a different response to when she talks trash as a white girl to her black teammates. When they talk trash, it's viewed differently. And you remember a year ago, that was the big story. When Angel Reese looked at Caitlin Clark and was like pointing to her finger like ring,
right?
You know, when we were going to beat y'all, everybody acted like she was like, it was the worst thing in the world. But when Caitlin Clark, who, if you watch Caitlin Clark, and obviously we're seeing more of her this year than last year. First of all, she was talking trash last year, but she has an attitude on the court that quite honestly, a lot of people don't like.
And, she's a baller. I don't, you know what?
Yeah, like, but that's, it ain't even just a cocky, like, and I'm not critical because I actually like her as a player.
Right.
But I'm saying her attitude, it's not just a cocky, I'm all that, I'm the best player out here type thing. It's a bit of a entitlement. Like I should be
like
getting all the calls.
All the fouls and stuff.
Yeah,
right, right.
Yeah. Like, so they are completely right to look at Angel Reese when she does something and criticize it, but say nothing or even praise Caitlin Clark or any other white players that do it, that obviously is racist and shouldn't be going on. So I thought that was well said. I agree with you. I don't know if it broke down to black and white.
Yeah.
As far as the dirty debutante. I don't think you can say that.
I don't.
We don't
unless,
know.
Unless it was a Kentucky playing. What school was that in Texas, Chris? The first
Texas Western back in the
day. Right, back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Pat Riley was on that Kentucky team.
Yeah.
Right? The first one where an all-white team played an all-black team.
Well, it wasn't all-black. It was the first all-black starting five.
I'm sorry.
Yep,
you're right.
To win the championship.
Yep. Yeah, it's that part is the only part I'm not sure of. And the writer apologized for using some of those terms, and that's fine. I mean,
like you said, I mean, we don't know. Obviously, he's probably going to say the right thing, but it's hard for me to believe he meant it that way.
Yeah.
Like dirty, you know, like he meant it in a pornographic way. But
at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.